7:24 on a Friday morning. Joining us now by phone in his car, I believe, is State Senator Rich Dreheim. Senator, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Now, are you on your way up to St. Paul as we speak?
No. You know, I'm actually headed back from my business in New Ulm. So, you know, we're still, you know, we work as legislators. Most of us have full-time jobs. Being, you know, part of the glamorous part about being self-employed, as you know, sometimes you have to get things done before the rest of the world gets up. So I'm normally up between 4:30 and 5:30 in the morning. And this morning I ran over to check on my business in New Ulm. And I'm actually halfway back from New Ulm.
Oh, man.
And I normally don't go to St. Paul on Sundays or Fridays.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, we talked about that last week. Wow, so it's a busy morning for you. You've got a lot of stuff done before people even get up.
Yeah, which is as you know, you have to make the most of your time. And I want to, for the record, I had someone call and wanted to make sure that I'm not driving when we talk.
Uh-huh.
So if I am in the car, I do pull over off the road and talk. So people that are concerned about that, we had a call.
Yeah, and I can vouch for that. He you mentioned that before when I answered the phone. You said you were pulling over, so it's good that you're practicing very good road safety.
Yes.
Okay. Hey, let's get into some business here. Earlier this week, Governor Dayton gave his State of the State address, his final one as governor. I'm sure you've had a chance to look at it and talk to some people about it and see what he says. What are your thoughts on that?
You know, even though we're from different parties, there's a lot of the topics that he talked about that we're in agreement on. You know, the school safety, the mental health, you know, the numbers that we were throwing around were a lot higher than what he was throwing around. So it'll be interesting to see what we come up with on that end. Tax cuts, you know, we did a huge tax cut here in Minnesota last year, and that's something he mentioned, which probably got the most applause, was, you know, tax cut for the average Minnesotan.
Mm-hmm.
And I would agree with that. I think that, you know, we did tax cuts for seniors, for veterans, for students. You know, we did a whole bunch of tax cuts last year. You know, it's a balancing act. You got to look at it. And you know, we do need revenue still to do what we deem as good. And that's always debated upon. But, you know, overall, you know, it was a little, his speech was a little negative to me. You know, we have a great state. We all agree on that. We're all just trying to make it better. We just have different ideas on how to get there. But, you know, things are going well in Minnesota. We always have issues we need to work on and improve on. But overall, I think most of what he said we agree on.
We're talking once again with State Senator Rich Dreheim. Rich, let's talk about the week. You'd mentioned you already been to work and coming home this morning, but it's been a busy week for you at the legislature. You've been author of how many bills that have moved forward this week that you've produced?
Well, we had first deadline this week, so it's kind of a really, really hectic week on getting bills, what we call dropped. So, and they track bills by the biennium or the two-year cycle. So we're on the second year of that cycle. And I have my little printout right here that I carry with me all the time on how many bills. So far this biennium, I've had 56 chief author bills, and I'm on like a co-author or chief on 145 bills. Which is quite a bit. I dropped 18 chief author bills this week, trying to get some things done. And most of them aren't real drastic. You know, they're modifications to existing laws that will help people in Minnesota from, you know, there's some mental health, some healthcare transparency, a couple of distracted driving bills. I have two, one that increases the penalty for distracted driving. There's a first dollar fine and then a second and a third. It goes, I think, $175, $350, and $700. So just so people pay maybe a little more attention, you know, I put on about 40,000 miles a year on my vehicle, and you see a lot of people doing things they shouldn't be doing. You know, it doesn't affect people calling, but, you know, if you're sending a text or email, you would be subject to a fine.
Mm-hmm. Boy, that is, you know, we have talked in the past, I think you mentioned a week or two ago, that there's, 5,000 plus bills that have just a huge stack that are presented at the legislature. Only a small percentage of them are able to move forward. Are you, which are the key ones for you? And do you think these are going to move forward? Do you have some support?
Well, yeah, most of them will. You know, I'm having it's tough out there to get hearings. You know, one is the volume of bills. And then two, in our caucus, you know, we're in charge. It's our leadership that has the chairman of all the committees. And you have to have the chairman's permission to have the bill heard. And sometimes that's a challenge because the chairman might not agree with what you're trying to do or had a bad experience in the past with that subject matter, so they want to avoid it. And I'm of the opinion that, you know, we should try to hear as many bills as possible and have a discussion. You know, 7 of the 18 bills I dropped this week, to be honest, aren't intended to become law. They're intended to bring up a good discussion on areas that have been identified that need improvement. And the best way to do that is to have a bipartisan discussion on ideas on how to solve those issues. But if you don't drop a bill, nothing happens. So one of the bills this week that I it was on textbooks that I had a hearing on, or I guess it was last week. But you know that a bill was originally intended as a conversation bill to get the state together with us and the kids together that complain about the cost of textbooks and see if we can start reducing that, you know, $150 to $250 textbook down to something more affordable.
Mm-hmm. All right. Once again, State Senator Rich Dreheim is with us. Let's look at what's coming up next week. You'd mentioned we're starting to hit the deadlines. The first deadline you've already hit. But what's coming up for next week? Do those deadlines come pretty fast and furious from here on out?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So we have another deadline next Friday. So we're trying to get things heard. So now we drop them. You know, like I have that term limit bill, which to me would help with part of the reason of some bills not getting heard. You know, I think some people have been there too long. Good people, good intentions. But I truly believe that if you've been there more than 20 years, it's time to let someone else give you a shot at making Minnesota a great place like it is. So, but no, next week we have some hearings. I know one of the bills, which is kind of solar panels, very popular in your area. There is a shortage of finding workers to work on those big solar panel projects. And kind of the state says that the master electrician can only have 2 assistants working with them. And we want to increase that number and, you know, it would just be for solar panel installation. Mm-hmm. So the way it's set up now is one master electrician can have 2 journeymen or whatever you want to call them, with them. And we want to expand that just for solar projects. You know, they're having a hard time finding enough master electricians. And that's a bunch of the bills I have working on is trying to bring more people into the trades that pay extremely well, but there's just not enough of them around. So if you can't find enough master electricians, you can't hire enough people to help to do it, and then the projects take longer and they cost more. So the faster we can get them put up, you know, the better it is for everyone. So I think it's just a simple little solution. You know, most people would never even think that would be an issue. But it is, we're hearing, you know, across the state that it is an issue. So We had a hearing on that, I think, on Wednesday, which will be interesting. See what happens.
Yeah, and that's another example of the trades. Boy, if you're a young person, nothing wrong with going into the trades. It pays well, and boy, they're hurting for workers right now. So keep that in mind. Senator Dreheim, is there anything else you'd like to mention while we have you on the air?
You know, just I have two other bills that we did this week that that we dropped, meaning we just sent them in to get a hearing request, are on gambling for VFWs and Legions. So about 15, 20 years ago, they changed the amount of money that they taxed these nonprofits that have like bingo, pull tabs, that type of thing. So they had less money to put down, you know, to the, you know, it's your soccer teams that they support or little league baseball teams. So we have two bills dealing with how they spend money and the taxes that are collected from the state, trying to give those nonprofits that do good work that served our country more resources to spread out in the local communities.
All right. Good deal. Senator, we're out of time. We're going to get moving on. I know you've been sitting on the side of the road for a while, and we appreciate you not only talking with us, but pulling over to the road, the side of the road to talk with us while you're in your car. So thank you so much, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Appreciate your time. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. State Senator Rich Dreheim from District 20 joins us every week here on 95.1 during the legislative session. And we've got Terry standing by, local news on the way. Tim McNiff, news with a side of sports, too. Here is the latest from around the state, actually, coming up next. Fix your car.